We'll begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the week beginning Friday, July 7, 2006, this is the Rain Report, archives of which are available at its new website, therainreport.com, and on CD at raincds.com. I'm Neil Schaefer, AA9KK. With the onset of summer comes rain and that unwelcome spectacle of nature we know as lightning. There are any number of ways we can protect our ham rigs and homes from such meteorological phenomenon. Broadcast towers are especially susceptible simply due to their height. Just ask Mark Persons, W0MH, a broadcast engineer from Brainerd, Minnesota.
I was first licensed as a ham in 1963, and I've seen a lot of lightning problems. What we do on radio broadcast towers many times is we put static dissipators at the top. We're talking about sharp points, hundreds of sharp points, usually made out of stainless steel. And we put them at the top of a tower. No, it's not magic. It's for real. What do they do? You think of a house that has Ben Franklin-style lightning rods on the top, and you think of those as maybe attracting lightning or finding a place for lightning to go. It's true, they do that. But it's static dissipators. You might think of them in the same category. Put some on the top of a tower. The whole idea is that if you've got millions of volts in the sky and 0 volts on the ground, that energy is going to arc over someplace. And in the broadcast industry, we know that the arc over, the lightning occurs on the tall towers. Obvious reasons. Well, as hams have towers, and maybe our towers are the tallest ones in the neighborhood, if the static dissipators are up there, we stand a good chance of bleeding off that charge, the difference in voltage between the sky and the ground, and making it, instead of millions of volts, maybe a fraction of a million volts. You'd like to have them at the highest elevation, but if you can't, just put them as high as you can. Think of it as a resistor trying to bleed charges off to the sky. Does it create any extra noise? You know it might, but gosh, I'd rather have noise than a lightning hit. So, what's the result? The chance of being struck by lightning is much less, and the intensity of a lightning strike, if you get one, will be much less, because you gave a path for electrons to flow from the sky to the ground with a static dissipator. You can build these things yourself. A lot of people do. But in order to really make them work right, they have to be darn sharp. And you want hundreds of points, or as many points as you can get. In fact, when I built a new home recently, I put two of them on the roof, ran them down a ground wire to the electrical ground coming in, or to a ground rod, and then tied that to my electrical ground, which is another story unto itself. They're not expensive, and like I say, if you can get a hold of some stainless steel wire, the inexpensive ones are almost called a brush, and they're crimped into a big terminal, and you take the wire and you spread it out to kind of look, you know, like 50 points or more in kind of like a broom, and then put it at the top of your tower and make sure the bottom of the tower is grounded. The chance of being struck by lightning is far less. Very difficult to document it, although you talk to people and they say, yes, I used to get hit. My tower used to take lightning hits and have problems every summer, or maybe 3 times a summer. And now I get hit, you know, 1/10 as much as I used to. There are people who will say that. When I built my home recently, I thought in these terms, because I'm a commercial guy, I like to think in terms of, well, gosh, if I build a house, can't I do it the way I do it commercially? What did I do at my house? Fortunately, I was able to think it through before it happened. And thinking it through meant the one area of the house where the electrical comes in the house is also the same spot, the same 4-foot width, where all of my lines for my ham radio antennas come in, telephone comes in, cable TV comes in. Now, it's hard to retrofit a house, but in this case, I was able to do it up front. So I decided that I was going to have all of my grounding in that corner of the house. Water line also, same side of the house. So I was able to bring it all together. And I ran from the main electrical panel, 3-inch copper strap, down a wall horizontally, and that's the point where the cable TV tied in all my ham antennas using these polyphaser type devices. Polyphaser is typically a device that is a couple of RF connectors, and in between there's a point where there's an arc gap between the center conductor of the coaxial cable and the outside of the conductor. The whole idea is if your antenna is hit by lightning, that voltage between the outer conductor of the cable and the inner conductor can be thousands of volts. Hopefully this arc gap will reduce that to a few hundred volts. In my case, I put them right at the point where the coaxial cables had to go to ground on the 3-inch copper strap. And it was a logical way to do it. Bang, you just tie them right on. You screw them right onto the strap. Think about it this way. Lightning hits a ham antenna. It comes to that electrical point and then hopefully will go to a ground rod, which is also tied at that single point there, or I'll give it to the electric company. They can have it. There's one other factor here, and that is that I figured that if I can keep the lightning going from the outside to the central ground point into the ground, then my rig that's 80 feet away in the house, and I have to put up with extra transmission line losses. Fine, it just goes that way, okay? Mine is out hanging in the air, and it doesn't have any grounding at the end. It's just kind of a stub off of this thing. So the lightning doesn't want to take that route. It wants to take the direct route to ground at the incoming power panel. So the chance of my equipment blowing up is pretty slim, although anything can happen. Well, the single point ground and the polyphasers and all that provide a path for lightning. So in the case of the broadcast commercial world, we hope that we provide a good path away for the lightning so that it doesn't cause problems. And every time we have a lightning hit that does cause a problem, we kind of analyze it and say, well, what could we have done better? And then we spend some more money. I have a disagreement with the latest round of updates in the National Electrical Code. Do you know that if you build a new house in this country today, you're supposed to have, it's called grounding electrodes in concrete. I don't think they're thinking about lightning. They're thinking about the fact that many homes have plastic water pipes coming in from wells or from the city power. I was lucky enough to build with copper, so I have a nice copper ground going out there too. Anyway, the point is that if there is no copper ground, they want metal in concrete that is it's wet to the ground to help produce a good ground system for the house. Now, it has to do with safety grounds. Really doesn't have much to do with lightning. So I have a small disagreement, and I agree. It could blow up the concrete. It could happen. And why does it blow up? Is lightning blow it up? No, there's a reason why. Answer, water turns to steam. That's the explosion. What happens in most cases is that you have the antenna, you have your rig, and then you have ground. Again, think of the path. You want to keep your expensive equipment out of the path.
Brainerd, Minnesota. Broadcast engineer Mark Persons, W0MH, excerpted from his remarks made at the 2006 Dayton Hamvention in suburban Dayton, Ohio. The Rain Report is copyright 2006 Rain, all rights reserved. I'm Neil Schaefer, AA9KK.